No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. As always, on Tuesdays throughout the summer, I'm joined by the face that runs the place, DP, Mr. Derek Pearson. But before I officially bring him on, I want to give a shout-out to Bonzo Pool & Spa. Check them out at bonzopool.com. Pool, hot tubs, saunas, you need them, they got them, you have them, you need them taken care of, check them out at bonzopool.com. All right, DP, before we talk a little pro wrestling, and since you have no idea what I have in mind, because I didn't let you know, I'm thinking the greatest pro wrestlers of all time, that list.
Okay.
That list. But before we get into that, I had a chat with somebody, and I trust what they have to say. They're a little bit in the know, and they know Coach Prime. Completely shifting topics back to college football, Colorado Coach Prime. They know him personally. And a lot's been made of, you know, recent, the press conference and whatnot with Deion Sanders. And I had the audacity to come on this show yesterday and actually stick up for him when it came to how he responded to the media. And that's the risk you take when you're in Husker country, which I freaking love. Okay. To be clear. And I dare to stick up for a Colorado head coach. Not what's going on in the locker room. Don't support the guns, etc. I made that clear yesterday. But he had the audacity to let people know how he felt publicly towards the media. And Husker fans, some of them loved it, some of them not so much. But that's okay. I've had a conversation since yesterday. All right. And someone who knows him. Because a lot's been made of, oh, he was second to last on this list that CBS Sports put out in July, the second worst ranked coach in the Big 12, like 60 something in the entire country. Oh, that's the reason he's mad. Has nothing to do with that.
Right.
Has everything to do with the fact that he's collabed with CBS Sports in the past. Done 60 minutes, not once, but twice. Once at Colorado. Okay. Yeah. They were working on another collab. And from what I understand, Deion opened up, made himself a little vulnerable. CBS, the national folks, which is why he's kind of upset with the national folks, said, this is not the look we're looking for. This might look good for Colorado and Deion. Doesn't look good for us. And they kiboshed it. And that's what was foul, which I thought was a very telling word. Okay. The specific use of the word foul. I thought that was a very telling word. And that's why Deion feels what they did was foul.
Yeah.
I hope I kind of explained that quickly because I do want to get to wrestling. But what are your thoughts on that, DP?
Well, I was taught early on in this business that one, tell the truth, be entertaining, and then you're either informing or performing. And those are kind of the things that keep me as a boundary. And then you say, okay, but I also wouldn't say anything to anybody that I wouldn't say to their face.
Mm-hmm.
In a closet, in a dark, dark closet, small closet.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get it.
So if you are saying things about people that either you don't know or don't have proximity to, you speak differently than you are if you are present and connected to it. So I tell people all the time, I allow anybody to say what they need to say to whoever they need to say it to and be held accountable for it. So you don't have to like what Deion said, but Deion was working from a professional and personal space where he has a relationship with CBS and has had a relationship with CBS. The inner workings of that where CBS didn't take care of him in the way that they had committed and promised to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that directly impacted Deion Sanders, the person, the personality, and the coach. So CBS didn't come back and say, you were wrong for doing it. The reporter didn't come back and say, you were wrong for doing it. It's only people who don't like Deion who said, we don't like that you did it.
Yes. Yep.
Like I'll stand in that listen, I don't particularly care. Like, I know Deion, I like Deion. The things that I like about Deion, I like, just like everybody else. And things I don't like about Deion, okay, fine. But I don't let it cross over into my opinion of the facts. And the facts were, he told a CBS reporter that I have an issue with CBS. Period. Mm-hmm. All of that was true. All of that is verifiable. Okay, fine. How you feel about the truth is not Deion's business or fault. He yeah. told you the truth. He told the reporter the truth. The reporter knew the truth. And there you have it. So, yeah, I still don't quite understand that we spend so much time on Deion in Colorado in this market, because it's a statement that, well, he's interesting and he draws clicks and people will listen and they'll respond to it. But that's low hanging fruit. And as a collective, we should be better than that. We should be better than that. We're still going to talk about things that people react to, but people react to Deion Sanders. So the very thing that you despise about Deion is why Deion is Deion. He draws fire. People, that's why people pay attention.
He does draw fire. And like I said, I wanted to get this out there because it's not about some list. He's not worried about where he's ranked on some coaching list.
Right.
I just wanted to get a little bit of the truth out there before we jump into some pro wrestling. There was something they were working on.
Yeah.
CBS backed out.
Yep.
And they broke the trust. And that's what was foul to him. So just so people know what was really going on without going into too much detail. And honestly, that's all I know. That's all the individual would tell me. But that's all I needed to know. So now people know what the truth is. It's not some rankings list or some stupid thing like that that Deion probably couldn't care less about. So.
Yeah, and most of the people who are talking, like, if you're calling Deion arrogant, do you know Deion? Do you know the man? Not the persona, not the coach, not the athlete. Do you know the man? Otherwise, you're speaking out of pocket. So we tell people, listen, if you're bothered by his arrogance, that's a you thing. That's not a Deion thing. You're judging a man's arrogance from a distance that has nothing to do with you. Like, no, we got to do better than that.
I'm with you, man. All right, should we talk a little bit of pro wrestling? How's that sound to
you? Yes, sir.
All right, so it's a very up-to-date list. This was April, 5th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
As they rank the top 25 greatest wrestlers of all time, very WWE heavy.
Got it.
Obviously. Okay. But I figure this week and next week, we can kind of go through this list and we can give, I've got my top 12.
Okay.
Is what I ended up coming up with. And then a whole bunch of other names after that. And then actually some question marks. But I figure we got about 2 weeks, because then 3 weeks from now is going to be that first Tuesday leading into the Husker game. So
Okay. Maybe
we can go through this rather quickly. But number 25 on this list is Rowdy Piper. What do you think of the Hot Rod number 25?
So whenever we have these discussions, and shout out to Hoster Breezy and Jake Bachoven for adding to these conversations on a weekly basis. We have these discussions. You have to determine, okay, what are the parameters? What are the boundaries that we're working from? Is it timetable? Is it in-ring performance? Is it mic? Is it legacy? Is it greatest matches? Is it move of some renown? And no matter what box you want to check for greatest of all time to be in the conversation, what Roddy Piper did was to give you a talk show that allowed a wrestler's persona to be highlighted and for him to tell stories and set the tone for stories. How many great rivalries were born at Piper's Pit?
A lot.
Right? How many moments were crafted and created because, one, we never quite knew which Roddy Piper we were going to get. Were you going to get Roddy? You're going to get Hot Rod, right? Mm-hmm. We weren't sure. And iconically, in one of the great transitional moments in wrestling history, that without him, there is no WrestleMania 1.
Assuming you know the backstory to WrestleMania 1, that he didn't want to deal with Mr. T. He didn't want to lose. He didn't even want to show up to the match, and Hogan had to kind of politic behind just to get him to show up. I assume you know all that.
Yeah,
and WrestleMania 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating that he wanted to protect the sport. He wanted to protect the business because he wasn't sure. The vetting hadn't been done. You don't know how Mr. T is going to respond. You don't know if he's going to be able to handle the situation, circumstance, and him not liking Mr. T personally. But that, you know, if you're going to talk wrestling, there's always these stories. I mean, the number of people who had to work with Hulk Hogan who hated him, just hated him. The people that had to work with Dusty, the people that had to work with Flair and, you know, not selling, Lesnar not selling, not showing up. That's across the board. But from an entertainment standpoint, Roddy Piper is in that collection, that Hall of Fame. And Adam, I would almost say he's in that Hall of Fame of the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
I would agree.
Right. Like he's it. Like if you were really just going to have an elite Hall of Fame for wrestling, not everybody who's in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame would get in. Roddy Piper would get in. And it's the crossover into movies. And then the greatest question, and I've adopted it as a life mantra for me. Just when they think they have all the answers, I change the question.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's so cerebral and narrative-altering that I've accepted it. I'm like, okay, that's my thing. In this business, just when they think they know everything about DP, I change the question about DP. I love that. Like, I love that so much. So, yes, that's where he belongs as a performer, as a mic'sman, as a promoter, all those things.
So, yeah, just so other folks know, Piper did not want to, like, Mr. T and Hogan and a tag team versus Piper. And who was his partner again? I don't recall, DP.
Paul Orndorff. Well, it was Cowboy Bob Orton.
Yes.
Who had another Nick Slick or something that he was using at the time. But Paul Orndorff, being a part of it. And then that transition to the whole rock and wrestling Cyndi Lauper crossover, which, I mean, again, so big that it created the change in women's, that iconic moment in women's wrestling that Wendi Richter broke the ceiling and ended up with her championship match on MTV. Like, all of that is Hogan Piper based, and God bless him for it.
The fact that we did get Hogan and Flair eventually in WCW, and then, of course, Hogan had to beat him four times because, you know, three or two wasn't enough. But the fact that we never got Piper and Hogan, oh, man, another gigantic missed opportunity one-on-one. So, basically, they had the tag team match, Mr. T, first WrestleMania ever. Vince McMahon put it all on the line, big risk. He needed Lauper. He needed T. He needed big names to draw on big money.
Muhammad Ali, Liberace, right?
Yes, all those guys. Right? Eventually, Mike Tyson and so many more down the line.
Okay?
Yeah. But Piper did not want to lose to a non-wrestler.
He was not going to be pinned by a wrestler. He did not want, like, it just, you were, it wasn't, he didn't want to be pinned by pro wrestlers, let alone somebody.
That's true. that's one major reason the Hogan match never really happened, because they both wanted to win. You can't blame him. But Vince McMahon has a rule, and it falls at 99% of the time. When we invite somebody in, a celebrity, they get to win, or
they get to
look good. Somebody's got to be at the expense of somebody.
Yeah.
But when you get back to Piper specifically, he got over in a time, well, let's be honest, it was the steroid era. It was about the bodybuilders. It was about how you looked. And I'm my favorite wrestler as a kid was the Warrior. My favorite wrestler of all time was Goldberg. And I'm not accusing those guys of anything. I'm saying they're big jack dudes. Those are the type of dudes I like to watch. And Piper didn't necessarily fit that mold, and he was still probably the top heel. And so to me, he's one of the top heels of all time. When I think of top heels, I think of McMahon. Mr. McMahon, I think of Piper, I think of The Rock when he's heel, I think of Orton, Triple H, although some of the evolution stuff just nauseated me, but that's a topic for another day.
Right.
So for me, I've got Piper top 15, probably. As I look at my top 12, I don't have him in my top 12, but if I were to extend it to 15, I'd probably have a guy named Dusty Rhodes, probably Rowdy Piper, if I were to extend it to 15.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with him at 25. Personally, I'd put him higher. Yeah. AJ, this is an intriguing one. And I guess this gives you how I feel. Yeah. Not that he's not phenomenal, pun intended. Okay, but when I saw his name on this list, I was a little bit surprised. But you got to know what he's done outside of WWE as well. But that's AJ Styles at 24. What are your thoughts?
No.
Okay.
No. Like, we no, agree. Man.
There you go.
No. No. There. If AJ Styles is anywhere on the list and Rick Steamboat isn't 20 places ahead of him, 40 spaces, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. AJ Styles, you could tell. Here's the rule for legacy in pro wrestling, and the same for most sports. If you cannot tell the story of pro wrestling without them, then they don't belong in the Hall of Fame. Like, all these people that we're talking about, your top 12, top 15, are all people that if you're going to describe to an alien pro wrestling, that you have to mention those 15 names, or 10 names, or 5 names. Right? Like, if you get it to, when you finally get to Mount Rushmore, it has to be, in order for me to talk about pro wrestling, these are the 5, 10, 15 names that I have to mention. And even at 25, AJ Styles is not in the top 25. He's not.
I don't have a whole lot to add. All due respect to AJ, he is truly phenomenal. Again, pun intended, I just don't think he's top 25 all time.
Facts.
With all due respect.
Yep.
Okay, I just love that you said describing pro wrestling to an alien. That's a line that's going to stick with me. I like that. Real quick, just so people know what I emphasize when I'm looking at this, because DP went through a list of things based on how you're ranking wrestlers. You can go in-ring performance. You can go mic skills. You can go, you know, who put butts in the seats, entertainment, name recognition. You can do more things than that. For me, I look at all of that, but I don't put as much weight on in-ring performance and skill. I just mentioned the Warrior and Goldberg as two of my favorites ever. Okay, so you got to keep that in mind.
Yep.
I think of who put butts in the seats. Because if I want to see great technical wrestling, I'm going to watch what used to happen at the Olympics, or I'm going to go to my local high school gym and I'm going to watch it. Okay. Right. I watch pro wrestling for entertainment. So who put butts in the seats? Who was entertaining? who is easily a little bit more recognizable because they created a bigger brand, because they had more mass appeal. Not that you have to have gigantic mass appeal, but when you think of guys like Hogan and Rock and some of these other guys who are able to cross over into movies, there's a reason they're all in my top 10, mm-hmm. and there's a reason they were able to cross over. All right. Yep. At number 23, I'm a little conflicted on this one, admittedly. He had one of the greatest moments in the history of WrestleMania, at WrestleMania 30, Yeselmania, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm a little conflicted. It's Bryan Danielson, or Daniel Bryan, if you're a WWE fan. What are your thoughts on him at 23?
So on the Sunday Breeze, we Haas, Tabrizi, and I bump heads on a monthly basis. He is a 100% Daniel Bryan fan. Mm-hmm. While I understand the need to have small guy heroes, Daniel Bryan is not in my top 25. Like, I want at some point, how would you match them up with the greats in pro wrestling? Right? Because I can see, there's a group that I can see. If you tell me that Andre the Giant, and we can have this discussion, that to me, Andre the Giant is the greatest pro wrestler to ever live. Period. Like, in real life and exposure and fan support, and that if they actually got into a fight, right, Andre's number one. Can this person match up against the GOAT? No.
Wow. No. I mean, that's an unusual matchup, in all fairness, though. How many people can match up with him?
Well, think about it. Lesnar, Warrior, Goldberg, like, we would, Hulk Hogan, Dusty, we would pay incredible amounts of money to fill any arena in the world with a group of 10 wrestlers. Piper and Andre fought in buildings from Japan to Hawaii.
Shawn Michaels, he's in my top 12.
Right, like, I mean, so you get that Undertaker, Kane, Rock, if they all crossed over in that space, we're talking about pretty deep water. Mm-hmm. Right? Daniel Bryan doesn't belong in that conversation.
So for me, I compare some of the people that I'm iffy on, and I would not have Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson in my top 25. Right. I do have him closer to it than I did AJ Styles. Again,
true.
With all due respect to AJ.
True.
It doesn't help that I walked by AJ one time backstage in a TNA taping in like 2012, and he just gave me the dirtiest look ever. So that kind of jades my view of him.
100%.
It was 12 years ago, and I'm still ready to. Anyways, I digress. So. I compare Daniel Bryan Danielson to guys who I have just outside of my, if I were to go all the way to top 25. So I don't have Warrior in the top 25, and I really debated hard on that one, but I would put Warrior in before I'd put Bryan Danielson. And I would personally put Warrior in over him.
Mr. Bella.
But that's just me.
Mr. Bella.
Yeah. That's not wrestling ability. Because that's laughable. That is butts in the seats ability, and that was Warrior.
Well,
all right, this next one.
Go ahead. That's funny to me. No, that's hilarious.
Talk about two completely different types of pro wrestlers. Uh-huh. Okay, number 22. All right. He's a part of my favorite WrestleMania main event of all time. Uh-huh. But the main event, while he was at the center of it, had a lot of help. Okay, and I think this is very, very, very recency bias, and I would not have him in my top 25. I'm not saying he couldn't be there by the time he's done, but I do not have him there right now, and that's Cody Rhodes. I think he can knock on the door eventually, but I do not have him there right now. I think there's a lot of recency bias, or unless you just want to reward him for helping start another wrestling promotion and then leaving, but that, to me, that's not a contribution to him being a great pro wrestler. That's more of something else. But what are your thoughts there on Cody Rhodes?
Cody, bruh, like, you're not even the best wrestler in your family.
Okay. So we're in a lot of agreement here. I'm trying to be nice, but you're like just no.
Like, listen, you ain't your daddy, man. Like, I mean, like we're going to have that discussion. Randy Orton is the greatest Orton. Roman Reigns of dudes is in the conversation. Rock, look, you are related to High Chief Peter Maivia and Rocky Johnson, and you still stand tall. Cody, you're not that guy. Go to your room.
We have a lot of disagreement with this list, and we've just started. There's only one person we think both things should be in it, and we think they actually have him too low, and that's Rowdy Piper. Everyone else, we're like, no. All right, so we do got to take a break, but I'm just going to let everyone know, okay, and this is the perfect tease to not go anywhere. When we come back, number 21 is CM Punk. So we're going to discuss CM Punk at number 21. Man. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
In a family.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.